I am Rose Munoz. I go by Lee. ISD 709 has the highest racial disparity rates in the country. Fun fact, 1/3 of our state's students are minority. 4.2% of teachers are minority. That's a huge difference. My proposed solution is to have more of a diverse teaching staff to have people of color educating our youth.
My name is Arion Witherspoon Freeman. I was born and grew up here in Duluth. I have 3 brothers and a twin sister. I was raised by my dad because my mom was murdered when I was 6 years old. My father attended the LSE and earned several AA degrees, and he had a good job. Then the company sized down, and he lost his job. Sometime after that, I ended up being in custody of my grandmother, and shortly after that, my father passed away. Given this text, my childhood has not been the best, but I was able to continue moving forward despite my situation and gave my education all I had. Aaron Juneau, my mentor, helped me during high school. If it was not for his consistent persistence of encouragement, I might not have graduated. It was people like him and other support systems that helped me on my road to success. They are needed to help students like me who have been through traumatic situations succeed. The American School Counselor Association recommends 250 students to one counselor. Currently in ISD 709, the ratio is 416-1 for guidance counselors and students. The unrestricted general fund is the most flexible fund for our schools. Within pupil support services, guidance counselors are supported. My question to you is today, will you commit to investing in our pupil support services with the goal of meeting 251 standard?
Hi, I'm Alicia Moore, but I go by Leisha. I became homeless in 2014 when I was only 18 years old, and I was couch hopping from families to like friends, and my best friend actually brought me to the Chum, and I didn't even stay there for a night because a lady was like, you don't belong here, you need to go to somewhere better. So she helped me get into Safe Haven. And from there, I stayed there for about 2 months, and then they told me about a place called Lifehouse. And I went there, and they helped me get into housing. I have my own place now. And without that, I couldn't have gotten into college because they have an education program there. And the staff helped me make the decision to start college. And I am proud to say that my 4th semester right now, I'm getting my AA. In 2016, Kalamazoo, Michigan launched a universal scholarship program called Kalamazoo Promise. It is funded through the community benefactors and pays tuition to the state college to any student who graduates from Kalamazoo Public Schools. The program is still being improved, but the results so far are higher public school enrollment, greater academic success, and improved graduation rates. It's a win-win for the school district and for the community at large, which benefits from an educated young workforce that is more invested in its own community because its community invested in them. Young people in Duluth are worth our investment too. And everyone, regardless of their background, should have hope for higher education to pursue their dreams.